You're listening to Radio Suzy One on the World Wide Web. And now, here she is, Dr. Susan Block.
Brothers and sisters, lovers and sinners, artists and exhibitionists, voyeurs and connoisseurs. Am I on? Okay. Hey. Okay. Brothers and sisters, lovers and sinners, artists and exhibitionists, voyeurs and connoisseurs, Christians and Jews, Muslims and Hindus, atheists who love booze. Yeah. All you children of sex. And we are all children of sex. We may or may not be children of God, Jesus, Allah, Buddha, Brahma, Mordecai. But until we start cloning ourselves, we know we are all children of sex. With a capital X. Can I hear an amen?
Amen.
Can I hear an A? Woman. Let's have that A woman again. This is the Humantash and symbol of the woman. Can I hear an A woman? Yeah, I want to welcome you to our erotic Purim Bacchanal, brothers and sisters. Chag Sameach Purim, happy Purim. Oh. And I am the irreverent Dr. Susan Block, your servant. And your mistress of the airwaves. And we are broadcasting live from the womb room, the speakeasy cathedral in the soul of downtown LA, where we have come once again, brothers and sisters, and we will come again and again and again, brothers and sisters. Come one, come all, or just come. And we are celebrating the festival of Esther, Purim. It means lots, gambling, yes. And we are here to celebrate Esther and her weapons of mass seduction. This is the sexiest book in the Bible, I think. Well, next to the Song of Songs. It's right between Nehemiah and Job, actually. The book of Esther. Check it. It's called the Megillah. It's a lot of Megillah. And it's there. It's filled with exhibitionism and seduction and ancient transsexualism and orgies and food and sex and what I think sounds like oral sex. Anyway, it's right there in the Bible. We often think of the Bible as being, you know, so anti-sex, and for the most part, it is. I mean, aside from procreation purposes. You know, sex is all about continuing the tribe. And then, of course, you get into the Christian version where sex is good for nothing, except if you're going to burn, well, better to marry than to burn. Anyway, the book of Esther is all about sex in the use of politics and peace. That's why I call it weapons of mass seduction, brothers and sisters. That's right. And it's a very feminist story in a way, in a very patriarchal time. This story is about a woman, a teenage beauty contest winner who uses her powers of mass seduction to thwart a genocide. And it begins with the feast of a king and the disobedience of a queen, and it ends with the obedience of a king and the feast of a queen.
Oh, yeah.
So, go Esther. And tonight we are also part of the 1 Billion Rising campaign. Eve Ensler, let's end rape and violence against women and other people. Okay. Yeah, go Eve. And I am here in the Garden of Eden,
yes,
brothers and sisters, with my familiar named Eve, and my Megillah,
and my Chumintashen, all right, and my king.
Can we hear it for T-Rio, brothers and sisters?
T-P-N.
Yes, this is a story that starts with the king. Let's see. Teja, my producer. Oh, you're getting whacked? No. You get whacked as...
Is somebody getting whacked?
As a reward. Although she does deserve a reward for designing this set, brothers and sisters. Yeah, this is the Teja Suter set. Can we get this microphone off of here for the king? Oh, yeah. And yes, you can have a cookie. These are Chumintashen. We're going to find out what these mean, but I think they look like pussies. They're, you know,
they
triangular.
They do. Are they yummy?
Tasty.
They are good, too. Except they're very powdery. We need to moisturize them. No, you need to stick them in pussies so that they're moist.
Mine, right?
Mmm, terrible. Actually, they're great. And they're from Canners.
Oh, I love Canners.
How Jewish can you get?
I know, right?
All right, and that is the voice of Amor Hilton, by the way.
Oh, yeah, hello.
Socialite Amor Hilton is here.
I'm back
again.
And
yes, the
nice
drink of the night is biblical wine.
Oh.
And so I'm here with the king. And speaking of wine, the king likes to drink it. I mean, I don't know if you really like to drink wine.
I'm actually at my full right now, but there's more.
Okay, well, you just need to have a cup.
No, of course.
The king always needs to have a cup. Can we have a king's cup over here?
King's cup.
Here we go. So here's T-Real.
Thank you.
Here with his company. We're already spilling the wine.
Yes.
Spill the wine.
Quite a lot of drinking already.
Yeah.
That means the night will be divine.
This night, this is a festival. This is a religious festival. It's Jewish, although the Christians also have the Book of Esther in the Christian Bible.
Right.
And it's a very important book. But it is all about drinking. And in fact, the Jewish commandment is you are supposed to drink so much that you don't know the difference between the good guys and the bad.
Yes.
Really?
Yeah, yeah.
As a Jew, I don't even know that.
Uh-huh. Well, you know, I mean, these days with Wall Street, I don't know. We don't need this, really. You don't need to drink to not know the difference between the good guys and the bad. But that is what you're supposed to do. It's the one holiday that they tell you have to get drunk.
Right.
So, and every important scene in this story has some serious drinking in it. So we start with the king. The king is in his court. This is T-Real. He's kingly, right? He looks good.
Thank you.
Can we have some applause for the king?
Absolutely.
Thank you very much.
He's got his crown on, right? This is a Purim spiel, so everybody looks like they're in a kiddie play in a way. Except notice the difference between this and a kiddie play.
Uh-huh.
Right. There's a few key differences, and there will be more differences. First of all, the candles, you can't have this in Hebrew school, I don't think. No.
Really?
No. No Sundays. This is not your Sunday school candle.
It just melted like that.
Right?
Blasphemy.
This is not what the Vatican allows, although maybe that's why the Pope just quit. Anyway, also, you'll notice the king's scepter, brothers and sisters. The king's scepter is not what you have in Sunday school. But, you know, these scepters, I mean, what the hell are they for? They're not a weapon. I think they're a dick, right? Phallic symbol, right? Major phallic symbol.
Metaphorical dick.
I think it could be used as a weapon.
Well, anything could be, including a dick.
Definitely.
That's why we're part of 1 Billion Rising. Right, okay. So the name of the king is Ahasuerus.
Ahasuerus.
And, you know, there's a lot of history behind this. Like
Ahasuerus.
Ahasuerus. Acha, like Jose.
Ahasuerus.
Ahasuerus.
Am I saying it right?
You know, you have to drink a little more. And then
then you can say it correct.
Yeah, right. Ahasuerus. Anyways. The king is Ahasuerus, who might be some version of King Xerxes. You know who he is, right?
Yes.
Xerxes. A ancient Persian king who ruled 127 provinces from India to Ethiopia. Mm-hmm. And that's a lot of provinces. You know, a lot of prime real estate in ancient times.
A lot of oil.
Yeah, yeah. And so he had a big celebration, a big festival that lasted actually 6 months. And we think Charlie Sheen is decadent. Anyway, very, very decadent. He's got this big festival going on. Here, you have to hold. Do you have your wine? Oh, yeah, you do. Okay, your flamenco glass.
No one would be surprised.
And so he's drinking with his buddy.
here is this is right hand man, and this, brothers and sisters, is Haman.
Haman.
Haman. Okay, anybody know who Haman is? Okay, okay. Now, some people understand. I hear some groggers.
I think handsome man is more suitable for this one.
Well, Haman, you know, he's a man. Anyway, Haman is the villain.
Oh.
In the story, you will find out how in just a few minutes. But that's why he's wearing the Nazi outfit. You could stand up. Okay. Oh. And he's a gambler.
He's a gambler.
The name Purim is lots. It has to do with gambling. And Haman is the gambler, and he's got a gallows, and he's wearing this tri-corner hat, just like the Chumantashin. There's that again.
Yeah.
Right? Okay. And he is the villain, so that when we hear his name, if we are traditionalists, which some of us are, we take the noisemaker, the grogger. Do you have one? Yeah. One of these things? Okay. Okay. When we hear the name Haman, we go. And you can whistle and hoot and holler. And the part of Haman is being played by Dark Phoenix.
Yes.
Anyway, they are partying royally, so to speak. This is the big week of partying just after the 6 months. This is the climax of this big festival. And the king has this great idea.
What's that?
Right? What happened to my Persian music? Yeah, Persian music.
I can just sing for you. Dang.
Okay. All right. So, as a matter of fact, the voice you just heard is the voice of Amor Hilton.
Oh.
Yes.
Woo. Hello again. I'm so happy to be back with you guys. I missed
Hollywood
y'all so much.
Socialite. Yes. We love Amor. Amor is going to play the part of the queen, the first queen. That is why she is wearing a cardboard crown. And so Amor is going to assume her queenly position in the harem. This, by the way, brothers and sisters, of course, is the harem.
Nice.
So the harem is already being populated by some beautiful harem girls. Oops, and my snake is getting fresh with me.
Look at that. I thought that was my snake.
Yeah. So, Amor is Queen Vashti, and you are going to assume your place in the harem with the other beautiful harem girls.
Yes.
So
here she comes. And I am going to try to get the snake out from between my legs. Yes, because, yes, there is a bit of transsexualism in the play, but it doesn't come yet. All right, so here comes Amor as Queen Vashti being accompanied by Prince Max into the harem.
Hey.
Here she goes. Woo, here she goes. Okay. So sit in the middle of the harem right there. Yes. With your harem girls. That's right. And you just enjoy yourself in the harem right now. And now the king, merry with wine, calls for his wife, Queen Vashti, to dance for him and his princes. So king, call for your wife.
My wife. My wife, I call for you right now to dance for me and my disciples.
All right, his disciples.
Yes.
Wow, that's Queen Vashti. The king, has called for you.
The king has called for me.
And dance now. When the king calls for you to dance, that means dance naked. Okay. Amongst a group of drunken princes, all guys.
But
gang,
I've never
bang,
done
silly.
Anything like that before.
I think that might be a little inappropriate for Amor Hilton.
You know? And Queen Vashti and all that. So I think you're going to refuse.
I'm pretty sure that I can't do that.
Yeah, well.
I can't do that, Susie.
You should put the crown on, though.
It keeps falling off
of
me.
Well, yeah, it's going to get taken off of you in a minute, honey. No, put it on.
Wear your damn crown, Amor.
Yeah, that's right. All right, and you know, in those days, women, although Vashti came from a very royal family, she didn't really have much rights. So as soon as she says no, the king, who's highly influenced by his courtiers, whisper like you're, you know, yeah, very good. Okay, so at this point, they say, you must banish her or execute her, depending on the translation, because she really makes all the guys look bad because she's a disobedient wife. Yes. So, yeah, she got to, okay, can we hear that from the king? Can we have the king, the microphone? Where's the mic? Here we go. Okay, what's going
to
happen?
My wife has refused to dance for me. She's got to go.
She's got to go. Okay, so the guard, who is played by Sergio, can we have a hand for Sergio?
Sergio, my guard.
Sergio. He's playing the guard. He looks good. He's going.
Ow!
Now, forcibly, you have to resist. Act like you're resisting, Amor. I know you like him, but act. Yeah. Don't hurt her. All right. Now, bring her forward. Bring her here.
Bring her to me.
Bring her in front. Bring her right here. Not up there yet. Not up there.
Not yet. Guard.
Right in the middle. Right in the middle.
Bring her in front.
Okay. Right in the middle.
Gawk at her.
All right. Now.
Come over here.
She's standing before all the people.
Right.
She has been a naughty queen. So now that she has refused to strip naked and dance for the king, she will be stripped naked and hung.
Hung? You'd be, yes.
Well, instead of hanging.
She's a witch.
We actually don't hang anybody here at the speakeasy. We just whip them on the cross. All right, so strip her naked.
Quarters at her.
All right.
Strip her naked.
Okay. Hopefully it's not one of these bras that's difficult to figure out. You're stripping her naked without no lawyers. They didn't have lawyers back then.
Right.
You just had to go.
They didn't have underwire either, I don't know.
No, no underwear either. Okay. Strip her. Strip her down.
Ah, there we go.
Put the snake away. Okay, more.
Strip her completely naked. She must be naked.
Okay, and off with the gold.
Yes.
Gold has to come off.
No gold.
No gold.
Off with her head.
No gold. And of course, well, she could keep that crown since it.
My queen has refused, so take off all of my jewels.
Oh, yes. She's taking. This all belongs to the king.
Yes.
Remember that.
She gets to keep the crown.
What a lucky king.
Yeah, it's only made of cardboard.
So. Oh, okay.
Yes. Strip her down. And I think she's got to get her out of those ankles. Yeah, there we go. And look at her. Harem girls are just laughing at her. How about that?
We're laughing. We're laughing at
her. We are so supportive.
Yeah, you know.
Right, okay. That was the voice of Hello Vicky Photography,
Vashti,
by the
way.
Vashti
is a great hero of Jewish feminists, by the way, for saying no. You got to be able to say no. If you can say yes, you gotta know how to say no. And she says no.
Say no.
But she doesn't stand a chance. We're gonna either banish her or execute her or put her up on the cross and whip her.
Just manhandle her.
Yeah.
She refuses, therefore she must be flogged.
Yeah, flogged. Whipping's a little harsh for our queens. Yeah. There she goes, right up there. All right, while we're getting her up there, we're back to the harem. And, you know, the king now has a problem. You can turn the drums down a little bit, because this is a real... Well, the problem is the king doesn't really have a queen.
I have no queen.
He needs a queen. So he now has to have a greater Persian beauty contest.
Yes.
In which all of the beauties of his kingdom come before him. And by beauties, of course, this being biblical, we mean virgins.
Right.
Is there any other kind?
I think you're sacrificing the wrong person in this case.
I don't want virgins, I want freaks.
Why? Because Vashti ain't no virgin. Vashti looks good on that cross.
I take that back. Amore Hilton is a virgin.
Yeah.
Yes.
Woo-hoo. She's looking good on the cross.
Amazing on the cross.
And we should get a very soft flogger for this
beautiful
body here. Very soft, beautiful flogger. I think she has the queen's crown on, though.
Yes.
We know she's the queen. How about the little tiara?
Yeah.
The light-up one. Where's that one?
This is starting to look like King Kong.
Yeah, okay, here we go. Where is that?
Somewhere around here. Is there
that crown. Let's get that crown for her.
Because the queen is...
The queen is crownless
right now.
So we're looking for medicine and floggers and, yeah.
Is this where the John A.
And a crown, a crown. We need the crown. Is there a crown over here?
I saw it. Because I remember that scene.
All right, so now the king needs a queen. So we're going to have various...
Various harem girls.
How about a little harem girl come forward and do a little striptease?
Yes,
how about
please,
that?
Harem girl.
You could do it together or separately.
Breathe, the harem girl.
Okay.
I summons you to
so here
come up here and show me your womanliness. And you like doing a lot of summoning.
Yeah.
Ain't nobody listening. He's summoning everybody.
Brianna.
I summoned you to come here and show me what you've got.
Okay. And give her the mic for a second. So
show me what
you've got. Introduce yourself.
I don't think that phrase was out back then,
Hello.
Playboy.
Okay. Yes. Introduce yourself.
I am Brianna Brooks.
Brianna Brooks, brothers and sisters.
Hey. I do a little striptease.
Okay. And Brianna Brooks is here from where?
From Ideal Image.
Ideal Image.
Yes.
That's one of the provinces of the king.
Yes.
Right. So, okay. So, how about a little striptease from Brianna?
Yeah.
Right. So now you can put a little music. Yeah. A little bit of the loop. Yeah. Okay. And can I have some help?
Out to them.
Pull this aside.
Yes. Out to them. This beautiful woman is going to show me why she deserves to be my new queen.
She is showing you some stuff.
Yes. I don't know if I would try out considering what happened to the last queen.
But, you know, that's what happens to a lot of people.
Yes.
You know,
well, see, she didn't refuse, so.
Whoa. Look at her beauty, so king.
The king impressed.
Yes.
Yeah.
The king better be impressed.
King
we will continue with this. The king likes fat asses. Therefore.
Yeah. A little more of that booty, you know. How about a little booty over there?
This king better be impressed.
Yes.
I'm getting more impressed.
Okay. Yeah.
Right, cool. How do my subjects feel about her?
Booty call. Whoa.
Ha ha.
Brianna Moore.
Yes.
More, Brianna.
Yes. More. Take it off. Yes, take it all off, says the king.
Says the king. Yeah, he's getting into his kingness, huh?
Yes.
I know.
Yeah.
You're really getting into this king thing, ain't you?
I am, actually.
It's the royal blood. It's boiling.
She's very well groomed for biblical times.
Yes.
Yes. Yeah. Nice.
Very, very nice.
All right. So, do we want another?
Woo!
Yeah.
Yes.
Heidi's coming on.
Like another.
You can stay up there.
You have more. Hey.
Yes.
You can stay up there.
You have more tryouts.
Yeah.
I need one more tryout.
Okay,
or three more tryouts. We'll see.
Five. Here she is.
Ha. Why is it when I have a change purse, it never moves like that?
Powdery. Mm. Oh, and did you get flogged yet? You smart Alec queen.
Uh-huh.
We need to get the queen flogged. We need to flog her. There we go. So dance while the queen is flogged. I think it's very appropriate. Yeah. Not too hard.
Don't break her. She's very expensive.
Yeah. Not hard. Just very softly. Very softly.
You know what? This is fucked up.
All right, we've got harem girls over here.
Yes.
Trying out to be queen. It's like America's Next Top Queen.
Yes.
Yes, or exactly.
Who wants to marry a king?
I think we need the last harem girl
that's like
coming on.
The bachelor.
Yeah,
a bachelor.
The king is a bachelor. He needs a queen.
Yes.
Well, he likes these queens, these virgins.
These virgins.
So these ones are going to go into the harem, I think.
Yes. Virgins, back to the harem.
We should definitely talk about another contestant. There's another contestant here.
What?
She has been brought here by her cousin. And since her cousin has brought her here to basically be the king's hoe.
Who is that motherfucker?
I call him Pimpin' Cousin Mordecai.
Let's wait for it. Thank you, Pimpin' Cousin Mordecai.
Daryl, stand up here. Yeah, stand up. Okay, you are Pimpin' Cousin Mordecai.
Pimpin' my cousin.
You're pimpin' your cousin.
What type of nigger is
good cause. It's going to be a very good cause. There's nothing wrong with good, honest pimping. And Mordecai is a good, honest pimp.
I don't even got a Cadillac Bro-Am.
Well, they didn't, and no one had one in those days, okay. So it's okay. It's okay. You're going to get better. And you are here with your cousin, the beautiful and sweet queen. She's not the queen yet. Oops. Oops.
Yes, not yet.
Spoiler. Okay, Esther, whose real name is Hadassah. That's her Jewish name.
Nice.
Right? Jewish, right.
You're the best.
But because
black and Jews
were considered a little bit suspect back then, as of course they always are, he told her, hide your Jewishness. This is one reason for the...
If I told her to hide my Jewishness...
Masquerade.
Ain't I kind of giving it away?
Well, you are.
Well, okay,
but right, she's just dressed like your typical belly dancer.
Okay, go.
Right. So Esther... That's her name now, and Esther actually means disguise.
Nice.
So Esther is going to stand up, and Mordecai, you are going to bring Esther onto the stage.
Do I got to slap her before I bring her up?
No, you're a good pimp.
Okay,
you're a good
cool.
pimp. You're a nice pimp.
Woo!
It's as if you subscribe to the Eve Ensler School of Pimping. You are definitely a good pimp, and I need some help. Where's my producer?
Tasia.
Tasia. Okay, so now, you guys get into the harem, hide, and...
Wait, back to the harem.
Well.
Back to the harem. Yes.
Okay, let me... All right.
Okay, I slapped something, that's cool, right?
You know, you're taking this whole pimping thing to heart. All right, pimping cousin Mordecai, come here.
Okay.
You know, are you feeling your tallest and your, you know...
Oh, I love this.
Yeah.
Hey, King, I got something for you, playboy. Look here.
Right,
I know you got them.
Get the girl.
Excuse me. Hey, King, I know you got them, but check it out, playboy, I got something for you. And she's on sale, so.
Yeah. You know, it's essentially like that. Right, okay. So, essentially, now, Esther's a little more modest, or we could say more of a tease. So she doesn't strip right away, but she just kind of dances around. Okay, Esther, dance around. Yeah. And the king finds favor, or Esther finds favor with the king.
It's only two camels, playboy. You can't beat that.
And so she goes into the harem, and she goes in with all the girls. All the girls into the harem, girls. Into the harem, back into the harem. We got a possibility. Me and my producer. Okay, you guys just get into the harem, right? You can have a hum and toshin. And
there you go.
All right, the king's getting back at the queen now. Because he spoiled his little exhibitionist voyeur party. Oh, yeah. Can you help me with everything that's in the middle of the floor? Okay. And so now,
these ladies
are all going into the harem, and they are going to be beautified and taught the fine arts of seduction. All right. The king is beating his ex-wife. You know, it's one thing that makes everyone identify.
Not gonna see what you get.
All right.
There you go.
All right, your part is coming up now.
Oh, is it?
Victoria Vile.
Woo-hoo!
Vale.
Vale, yes.
Vale.
Hello,
Vale.
Welcome.
And Jesse Flores. Welcome. Now, these are, let's welcome Victoria Vale and Jesse Flores, brothers and sisters.
Thanks for having us back. I'm really excited to have you.
It's
such a wonderful time, and the festival is so good.
Yeah, and you know a little bit about the forum.
I know a little bit about that.
Do you know anything about it, Jesse? It's your first time.
It's not her first time.
Decorum. Jesse wowed us. Yeah. Can you turn the music down? Jesse wowed us like a year ago, right? Yeah, with your performance and your blow-up doll.
And my dildo.
That was, and your dildo and everything.
You used a dildo?
No, I have my own dildo.
Oh.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, like your own personalized dildo?
Jesse's got a lot of fans.
That's impressive.
Give a shout out to all your fans, Jesse.
Hello, everyone. Ah. I love you.
So anyway, the part you're going to play, as you know in the story, there's this harem of all the girls who are now chattering. Don't be talking.
They're just getting busy with it back there.
That was the hookah.
You must
have done it. It happened on your side. It's the Jewish side, see? So it's your fault, and you're going to get blamed in a big way in just a minute. Okay. So now, this is the part where the plot turns Byzantine.
Yeah.
Well, a little bit. So in this story...
Uh-oh. That's just a fun word to say.
There are a lot of eunuchs. Mm. Now, I'm not talking about a program like Linux and Unix. I'm talking about the phenomenon. Actually, in a way, they were the precursors to the modern transsexual. Of course, the problem with them was they were hardly ever consensual.
Yes.
This was sort of done to men, turning them into some form of woman or third sex, in order to get them to do these certain jobs, like take care of the harem girls.
Mm-hmm. Those
take
bastards.
Take care of the harem girls.
Yes, take care of the harem girls.
There's all kinds of ways to take care of someone.
I do know that. And
you don't have to just be a harem girl.
They would, you know, teach the harem girls, including Esther and the other virgins, mm-hmm. how to please the king.
Mm.
Right?
Yes.
So
it is important to be pleased.
It is.
Absolutely.
It is. So if you were going to teach Esther how to please the king, what might you say or do?
Oh, I might get in the head of the king for a moment and just say, hey, yo, you got to bring it. And teach her how to go about doing something like that.
Two words. Two words.
What is bringing it
two
mean?
Words. Yeah. That's my question.
I
can
got
you
two words.
Bring it.
Free dome.
I didn't catch that.
I got two words for you. Free dome.
Free dome.
Free.
AKA freedom.
Freedom.
Oh yes, freedom.
Freedom. You have to explain what you mean by that.
Yeah. Well, the word freedom, if you take apart the two syllables, mm-hmm. what does it come out to? Free dome.
Oh, anyway, and so there we are.
Okay.
Very good. Okay, well, thank you. Did you learn that in Hebrew school?
I actually learned it in high school.
Oh, okay. Huh? But you were bat mitzvahed.
Yes, I was.
Well, good for you.
This is Mazel Hello Tov. Vicky Photography, by the way.
Hello Vicky Photography. Thank you very much. All right. So, so is there any way you could maybe teach the beautiful young virgins to dance or play or do something?
I think we could probably do something like that.
Yeah, you want to do something like that?
I think so.
Okay. So, do you want to teach them from there? Or you want to come up here? You could come up here. Yeah. Okay. Come on up here.
Because we could show them not, you know, what it is to please or
what it is
like
to please.
Be tortured.
Right.
We
right.
We could do one or the other.
We could do. You could, you know, do a little lesson. Okay.
That's right. Which way would you prefer?
Okay. Well, pleasing, I think, is this king likes to do the torturing. So I think he wants to learn to be pleased. Right, king. Where's the microphone? You got it.
It's right here. There we go.
Okay. So these are your eunuchs, who you also like very much.
Hello, eunuchs.
Yeah.
This sounds so good.
Eunuchs.
Oh.
Okay. So here they are, and what are they going to do? We should have some music. Music. And by the way, there's another thing that's going on with eunuchs during this portion of the play, actually the Bible story, which is that there are a couple of eunuchs, not these two, of course, who plot to kill the king.
No.
Kill the king. It's like an overthrow. It's like mutiny within his own eunuch ranks. And guess what? Who helps solve that problem is Mordecai. Mordecai, you overhear the eunuchs plotting to kill the king, and you hear about this murder, assassination plan.
We gotta get him.
So I gotta tell the king? Hey, yo, king.
No, you actually can't tell him because you're wearing these robes.
Cousin that I'm pimping, you need to tell the king that these eunuchs is on some shit, all right?
Yeah.
Like, they're about to kill him, so you need to go and tell the king, look here, playboy, it's going to be a drive-by in a chariot with your name on it.
Right.
So, Esther, you need to hit him up, all right?
But actually, Esther can, that's great, huh? Or Mordecai, our hero, yeah, let's applaud Mordecai. And but Esther can't even do that, so she has to tell a eunuch to tell the king. Anyway, the king is very pleased and enters it into his diary. But in the meantime, Esther is now ready to please the king.
Dear diary.
So Esther is going to go in unto the king.
Ooh. Aha. Uh-huh.
And now is Esther's chance
Hello,
to
Esther.
Really please him and to dance for him. And to seduce him.
Oh.
And brothers and sisters, by the way, this is Leah Pink playing Esther. Woohoo! And as what? Okay. Yeah, you can take that off now. You're with the king. Right. You're with the king. You can take more off too. Yeah, you can definitely take more off. She's, this is a gradual seduction that takes place over some time. And she removes her belly dancing top to reveal her beautiful natural breasts. Let's hear it for Esther, brothers and sisters. Yeah. And those fishnet stockings were very popular in ancient Persia, actually, yeah. Very nice, all right. And so the king is pleased. Yeah, very nice. The king is pleased. All right, so the king is so pleased, in fact, that he's gonna crown her queen. How about that? Take that crown off of that one. The dead bitch, right. Actually, how's your circulation? I know, a Moor is so beautiful up there. How's your circulation? You need to be taken down? You're loving it. Okay, let's hear it for more. Queen Vashti. And now you're the queen, but you have to go back into the harem anyway. Queens don't have much more of a right to do anything than the other harem girls. I gotta tell a little bit more of the story, so relax. Everybody relax in the harem. Doesn't this harem look great? Can we have applause for the harem? Look at this beautiful harem. Yeah. So now that the king is alive and that he's got a new queen, he's really happy. And Haman. Right. Haman is going to take advantage of this situation. Why? Because when he walks down the street, Mordecai, stand up here. Okay. He's going to walk down the street. And everybody bows down to Haman. Ooh, bow down. Except Mordecai. What was that, Mordecai?
Oh, like, yeah, fuck down? You.
Oh, okay.
I'm not buying down a ship.
Okay, so Haman, how do you feel about that?
That's fucked up.
Okay. All right. So, he's really upset. But what he's going to do now is, of course, he's got a lot of power because the king made him his right-hand man. He's like the prince of princes. And so he is going to take advantage of this position to not only have Mordecai killed, but all the Jews.
Oh, you dead and all your friends.
That's right. Well, it's what's happening because Haman... Can we have some noise here? He's He's the king's right-hand man.
That's right.
So he brings this edict.
Okay. You want some shit, Eamon.
Okay, he's got this, and you're going to get the king to, like, kiss it or sign it or something, and then unfurl it. And it basically says, we're going to kill all the Jews. Yeah, I know, the king doesn't have, you know, he's been drinking a lot, and so he just signs the thing. And
so you're just going to kill Jews now, right?
Yeah.
So you're just going to just start killing Jews just because this motherfucker...
Well, not exactly. Not yet.
Oh, okay.
He's going to do it. See, Haman throws some dice, and he decides that it's going to happen on the 13th of Adar, which is some obscure date, which is Purim, okay? And that's when...
Oh, shit, it's 7.
Yeah. That's pretty good, right?
That's impressive.
He's you two might have something in common here. Right.
Other than the whole killing Jews thing, I think we got a lot in common.
Yeah, right. But he's into the killing Jews, right? And that's why he wears his Nazi sign. And this is Haman. Boo. Okay.
Boo!
All right. So now Mordecai is very, very upset. And so he starts to tear his clothes. Don't tear the tallest, though, but you could tear your shirt.
Why?
Because you're upset.
What does that help?
You're upset about this thing that you're going to be killed and that Esther's going to be killed and all your relatives are going to be killed. Everybody's going to be killed. You even have to give up your drink for this. Right.
This is fucked up. They just killing Jews like it ain't shit up in this motherfucker.
Okay. All right, well, there you go. So Esther, she wants to know what's going on. Say, what's going on?
What's going on?
Okay, so you send the eunuch to Mordecai, and Mordecai, you tell the eunuch, you Esther, to stop the king from killing the Jews.
Look, eunuch, you got to tell my crazy-ass cousin to tell the king to stop killing motherfucking Jews, because I'm Jewish, and I don't want to lose my hat because he's cutting motherfuckers' heads off. So you need to talk to her, all right?
Okay. All right, so you talk to her.
You gotta tell the king to not kill all the Jews.
Okay.
Okay.
All right.
No problem.
Okay, well, actually, Esther doesn't say no problem. Because it is a problem. Because if you have not been invited into the king's court, then you can be killed by the guard. Where's the guard? Guard, get ready. You have your sword? Get your sword. Here, okay. All right, no, not yet, not yet. He's in charge now. Yeah, you are jumping the gun. Okay, so now Esther is going to come to the king's court, but she's very nervous because this is she's not invited. And when she's not invited, the king can just automatically have her killed. And that happens. So Esther, you're going to come around here. She gets all the people in Shushan, all the Jewish people to fast. Yeah, you should come naked. That's a good idea. I think that'll help. Yeah, absolutely. Are you ready? Are you ready to come to the king?
Yeah.
Okay, so to speak. Where's my little, here it is. Okay, so now, Esther, okay, so guard, get right over there. Stand back there. So Esther, come over here. So Esther, you could come with one of your female, harem girls. Yeah, come on behind her, because you might have to hold her up because she's going to faint in a minute. Okay, yeah. And so you should be holding your scepter, King. The scepter is very important here. Okay. Yeah, you're holding your scepter.
Holding my scepter.
Yeah. Esther is coming in to see the king, and the guard, okay, before you get, the guard comes over and grab her and point your gun, your sword, sword at her. Right, hold the hilt of the sword, and right, the sword towards her. Right, yeah, like you're gonna. There you go.
Right.
Okay, I think we need a picture from this angle. Who's?
You gotta turn towards them so they can see.
We need. Yeah, face the camera here. Okay. So, at this point, Esther thinks, "Oh my God, I'm gonna be killed." Now the.
Oh my God, she's gonna be killed.
The Christian version of the Book of Esther says now she faints. So I thought that's kind of sexy. So you hold her while she faints. Okay, faint. She faints and crumble to the ground. Okay. Whoa. Okay, and where's your crown? Get your crown. You don't want to break your crown. Yeah. Yeah, there you go. Okay. Crown. There you go. So you faint in Heidi's arms. Okay. There you go. And now the king You're feigning. Back,
you're
face
fainting.
Back.
You're all the way down,
yeah.
Fainting.
Right, faint, yeah. The king is moved by Esther and her beauty.
I'm so moved.
And he's ready to save her because the guard is ready to kill her. And no, not with your body, with your scepter. Now you hold out the scepter to Esther directly. Right, there you go. Except hold it straight, hold your dick straight there. Now this is an important moment, okay. Esther revives, and this is a moment that's captured beautifully in this art here. I'm gonna show you. Okay, so have a look here. This is a medieval painting of Esther in the court of the king. And Esther kisses the scepter. She kisses the scepter. Right, you see that? You see how she kisses it? Isn't that beautiful? You know, when I heard that in my Hebrew school class, I went, this is sexy. You know, I mean, and I wondered if she sucked that scepter too. Oh, yeah. Oh, you would have. All right. Very good. All right. You know, I have a feeling that Esther probably, if this happened in real life, she not only kissed that scepter, but she sucked it, she embraced it, she made love to it, she seduced it. Can we have a little music for Esther and the king? Yeah. Yeah. Oh. Yeah, Esther's working it. Oh. Esther and the king. It's so beautiful. Yeah, now Esther and the king are more in love than ever. Ooh, crown is falling off. Okay, and where's the microphone now? There's the microphone right between his pants. Right there, yeah. That's a microphone there. Uh-huh, yeah. Yeah. So Esther pleases the king in a big way. Esther shows the king that she really loves him. That she, that she's a good queen. Is she a good queen or what?
She's a great queen.
Wow, all right. So then you
queen.
Say to her, Esther, you're
Esther,
such a good queen.
You're such a good queen.
What do you want? Anything. I'll give you anything. Even half my kingdom. My whole dick. Anything you want. What do you want, Esther?
What do you want, Esther? I will give you half of my kingdom.
And she says, I want you to come to dinner.
Great, hey, that's it?
She's a Jewish girl.
That's awesome.
She's going to make dinner. Right, she's making dinner.
Yeah. I'm changing the story because I'm the pimp here. Dinner, motherfucker? Really? That's it?
She's taking her time.
Oh.
This is her weapon of mass seduction,
right.
Is that she's a tease. Esther is a tease. And the whole story is about the art of teasing. So she doesn't give him her desire right away and say, hey, don't kill me, because he might just say, well, why not?
Right.
You know, he's not that taken in yet. Mm-hmm. She needs to take him in a little bit more.
A little bit more.
And so she says to him, come to dinner.
Come to dinner.
And not only that, I want you to bring Haman. Maybe a little threesome here.
I'll bring Haman.
But actually, she's going to have her harem girls too, so it could be an orgy.
There you go.
We'll see. In fact, there's a couple of dinners, but I'm going to just sort of skip ahead here.
We went to Sizzler with the Red Lobster.
Haman.
we ate cheese biscuits. It was awesome.
Is thinking, you know, I am really pissed off at this Mordecai. And he's also feeling really good that he was invited to dinner. Let him have the mic. He was invited to dinner with the queen. Let's bring the music down. So he's really excited about that.
I'm really excited.
He sounds excited, doesn't he?
Woo!
Haman, let's hear it for Haman.
Yeah!
Where's my
dinner for two or three?
Yeah.
Excuse me, King. Can I get my two camels now, motherfucker?
Well, here's what's going on, actually.
We'll pay
Haman
you
is ready to, he puts a gallows in his house, and I'm glad
I got gallows in my living room.
Yeah, he's got gallows in his backyard or front yard, actually. And
So everyone can see.
He's gonna hang Mordecai right there. And so he gets up early in the morning to come and ask the king if he can hang Mordecai that day. And the king, that night he couldn't sleep. So he had his eunuch, read him a passage from his diary that reminds him that Mordecai saved his life by telling about the plot about the other eunuchs to kill him. Right, yeah. Right. Okay, so now he decides he needs to honor Mordecai, right?
You do need to honor Mordecai.
Yeah.
So you do need to...
I do need to honor Mordecai.
And that's right.
And you go and you say, how shall I honor?
How shall I honor Mordecai?
And you say, you don't know, you're just a eunuch.
I don't know, I'm just a eunuch.
Okay, and at that moment, Haman walks in. Haman...
What the fuck's going on in here?
Well, you would be more polite walking.
Oh,
this
well,
is the king.
Me.
You
king.
Want king.
What the fuck's going on here?
Okay, so the king now says, what shall be done for the man that the king wishes to honor? So king, ask him.
What shall be done for the king that the man wishes to honor?
Well, the other way.
Well, the honor.
The other way, it's okay.
Yeah. You know what I mean,
yeah.
Motherfucker.
So, yeah. So Haman thinks he's talking about him. So he says, well, the king should let him wear the king's robes and the king's crown and ride the king's horse through town and hold the king's scepter and everything. Okay.
You should let me be you.
Well, you'd say that in kind of the third person since he asked in the third person. Okay.
He should let you be you.
Yeah, right. So the king says, okay, and that is what I'm going to do for Mordecai the Jew. And you are going to lead him through town.
Yes. You would do that for Mordecai.
Okay.
What?
So now we need our horse.
Oh, God damn it.
Yeah, right.
Yes.
Okay. Where's the horse? Tasia.
We need a horse.
Tasia.
Mordecai, you've helped save my life. So I will allow you to be me for a day.
Mordecai, you got a great honor going on now.
Where's my stable?
So, you're going to let him wear the where's Tasia?
Yes.
I need the horse. Oh, we're getting the horse.
Yes. Yeah, the horse is coming.
The horse is coming.
I thought the horse was his nuts.
Well, you're not riding my nuts.
Okay, bring the horse in here.
Oh, shit, my horse. There we go. Oh, watch yourself.
Whoa.
Come up, love.
Hey, move, because if you're, hey.
Hey, Esther, move, because if you're damaged goods, my ass can't sell you, sweetheart.
All right, so you could take your robe out off now and let Mordecai wear it.
I got the robe now.
Yeah, you got the robe.
Yeah,
and he gets to still wear his crown, but you get to wear this on top of your Jew hat. Yeah.
Oh, okay, cool.
Yeah.
Oh, hey, I feel like James Brown.
What do you
hey!
Who are you now?
Huh? I feel like I'm James Brown.
Is it good to be king, even for a day?
Oh, this is off the hook.
Yeah. All right,
do I get to ride the horse?
Now you get to ride the horse.
Oh, shit. Hey.
Okay, and you get the scepter.
Oh, but these balls are fucking humongous.
Yeah. They're kingly balls there.
Oh, okay, cool. I'm like,
and now Haman has to take Mordecai through town.
Come on, Haman. Let's get this. Hey, Nazi boy. Let's get this shit moving, playboy.
All right, so he's taking him through town, and he's really, really mad, but he thinks it's okay, because just after this, he's going to get to kill Mordecai and all the Jews. And in fact, he's got, that hasn't been reversed. Esther hasn't even asked for anything. Nothing.
So
all you got was a ride on a horse.
So I'm riding to get killed.
You're still in line to get killed, even
what
though
you
had a nice ride.
I'm riding to my own execution.
So far, you could get lucky.
I hope so. Jesus Christ. I'm riding to my own execution.
Basically, you are.
At least I get a fucking Nazi while I'm going.
All right. So now we are going to, we need to clear the horse away, take the horse away. And we are now going, Esther is going to entertain in the harem. So the harem girls should sit back and the eunuchs, and the king is going to be in the harem, and Haman. Haman, you get to come into the harem, too.
Finally.
This is your big moment.
Woo!
Haman's in the harem.
There we go.
Yeah, see, Esther is like a political organizer. She gets all the harem girls to help her out here. You can't go in there, though.
Oh, okay.
Okay, but the scepter does. Okay.
What?
Yeah, right.
How does the Nazi get to go to the harem?
You have to sit. You have to sit on the side or something.
What the fuck is this? You know what? This whole being a Jew thing fucking sucks.
Well, you got to suffer for your reward.
This whole being a Jew thing fucking sucks.
Yeah.
How the fuck does Haman get to go in the harem, and I'm saving the king's life, and I'm just asked the fuck out?
Mm. I feel you, dude. I totally feel you.
Don't worry, it's all good.
All right. So now the king and Esther should get into the center. King and Esther get into the center. Yeah. And. Okay. Whoa. And Esther is now going to continue her seduction, yes, of the king. Ah, yes. Continue your seduction of the king, Esther, because soon you're going to have to ask, you're going to have to pop the question. You're going to have to gain his favor. So keep going where you left off. Yeah. And of course, it's called a feast in the Bible. It's not really called an orgy, but I just figured that, you know, yeah. Oh yeah, you should strip Haman down. Yeah. Yeah, you should. Humintoshin, anyone? Anyone want some humintoshin? You got some humintoshin? Yeah. It's a little dry. You should have some water. Okay, so. Whoa. Now they are all entertaining the king, biblical style, and seducing him. And Haman is getting some too while he can. Not for long though. But Hitler definitely did identify with Haman, and he often would have some very serious pogroms against the Jews on Purim. Do you want to come on a microphone? Say hello. Hi, Helene.
Hey there.
You're a nice little Jewish girl, aren't you?
Yes, I am.
Sunday school
teacher.
Have you ever heard this story told twice this way?
No, this is the best rendition ever.
Yeah, can I hear it for my rendition of Purim?
Woohoo!
All right, I actually was a Sunday school teacher myself, and now I still do it except on Saturday nights and half my class is naked. Yeah, okay. So anyway, so here we go. We're in the harem. How are we doing?
Woo!
Yeah, we're doing good. Let's see. Is the king getting properly seduced? The king is getting properly seduced. Yeah. Oh, yeah. Esther's getting her harem girls to really go to town. And now the king asks her again. Esther, can you get the microphone back here? Okay, and let me get over here.
Hello.
So, now, sit back a little. We have a Sibian in our harem.
Oh shit.
Yeah. Yeah.
We're gonna ride the Sibian.
Guard,
take the Sibian off the
bed. Guard, grab your Sibian.
I'm still in her shoe.
I know. I'm like.
Sorry. Suddenly, the king has a big black dick in the middle of the bed. All right. Whoa, actually, what do you want?
Esther.
Anything.
Esther, what do you want? Anything.
What do I want? And now Esther finally says, I ask for my life and the life of my people.
Okay.
I ask for my life and the life of my people.
What?
Your people. He says, who are your people?
Yes,
and she says, they're the Jews.
Who are the people?
They're the Jews.
That She's finally coming through for you, cuz. Yeah. And he says, who would do such a terrible thing?
Yeah, who would do such a terrible thing?
And she,
what?
And she turns slowly and she points and she says, Haman! Can we have some
Haman!
Haman!
Bullshit!
Boo!
Boo, I say.
And the king is so upset because Haman's his main man. Haman is his favorite guy, is his beer drinking buddy. And he has to like go away to think. So, King, you have to go away for a minute now.
Okay, I have to go away.
He's got to go away for a minute. You go to your throne. Okay. And while he does that, you're not here. While the king is away, Haman, who realizes what happened, he throws himself at the queen's feet. And
please.
And he.
I know I'm a Nazi, but God damn it, please. Juice!
He wants her to save his life, and she's just being cool like a dominatrix. She just doesn't care. And as he's hawking on her feet, the king comes in. Come on back in, king. And he says, what? Will he even assault the queen in my presence?
Will he even assault the queen in my presence? How dare you kiss my queen's feet? In my presence. Wait till I leave this motherfucker.
And that's when the eunuchs take him away. They say, oh, you know what, King? He has a gallows. We're going to hang him. Let's hang
back
him.
And
he's coming back in to enjoy Esther. They're going to take him away. And they're going to put him up on the gallows. That's right. He's done. This is his gallows. And he's going to be hung on it. Haman, the villain. Yeah, with his socks on. That's right. So Haman, you got to have your hat, Haman. Yeah. Yeah. All right. So Haman is now being hung from his own gallows as Esther triumphs and saves her people from genocide with the powers of her weapons of mass seduction. And Haman still has some supporters, including my producer. And Haman is going to get, you could flog him a little, or whatever you like, whatever. And now Mordecai becomes the king's right-hand man. Mordecai just got a promotion. Right. Yeah. Mordecai is now in Haman's job, and they reverse the genocide edict. And this is kind of the part I don't like, because then, of course, the Jews kill about 80,000 people, right? Or more. Yeah. Yeah, the Jews now have become like Hitler. You know, a little bit. Yeah, yeah. Yeah. Yeah, it's kind of fucked up. Right. So you know, this is my version of the story, so I'm going to kind of leave out that part because, I mean, although I'm acknowledging it, you know, we're bonobos here, brothers and sisters.
Hey, Doc.
We believe in making love, not war, and the Bible's too much full of killing. So I want to emphasize the weapons of mass seduction and shooting the gun between your legs, brothers and sisters.
Yes.
That's right. And that's what Esther represents for me. And that's why we're not killing our Haman. We're just flogging him.
Well, Haman got his nuts played with before he got killed.
You're castrating him.
At least Haman got his nuts played with before he got killed.
Yeah. Yeah, that's pretty good.
I didn't even get to go to the fucking harem.
Yeah. Well, you're now the prince. You get to be in the harem. Get in the harem. Get in the harem with the girls. All right. At least you're not getting killed, Haman. All right, so brothers and sisters, this is our story, our Purim spiel. And we live happily ever after. Now we're going to just wind up the show, and then it's going to be time to party and seduce each other. All right. Woohoo! So let's hear it for my Commedia Erotica porn players, none of whom rehearsed. This was all totally improvisational. Yeah. And let's hear it for our palace musician, rock star Max Hardcore. And Mordecai, played by Daryl Wright.
Right, yes. What am I supposed to say? Oh, check me out every week on Fox Sports Radio all around the country. Guys, check me out on Fox Sports Radio. And if you're in Vegas, March the 5th through March the 10th, I'm at the Harrah's in Las Vegas. It's comedy. Dr. Susie, I love you.
Aw, I love you too. You did great as Mordecai. Okay, you guys take this and pass it around and tell us where we can find you.
This is Brianna Brooks. You can definitely find me on Twitter. I love Twitter. I'm obsessed.
yeah, you're very good on Twitter.
It's Bree Brooks, XXX, B-R-I-B-R-O-O-K-S-X-X-X. So make sure to follow me.
Okay, and now we have Esther, brothers and sisters. Let's give her a hand.
Hi. Hi, I'm Esther, a.k.a. Leah Pink.
Leah Pink.
You can find me on Twitter. Leah Pink, triple X. Lya, though. It's spelled L-Y-A. Oh. I lose my phone. And ideal image, of course.
The wine. Hi, my name is Heidi Hollywood. You can find me on Twitter at Heidi Ho XXX. Heidi, H-E-I-D-I-H-O-X-X-X. Hi-de-ho.
Hi-de-ho.
Go ahead and contact me on there. You can also find me at Ideal Image Models. And
go on Ideal Image.
I'll respond to all my messages and all my fans.
All right. And?
Haley Sweet. My Twitter is Haley Sweet Triple X. What else? I don't know. HaleySweet.com. I'm independent. And
where's Amor? Get Amor. Get everybody in here.
You can direct email me or tweet me, and I respond. So you can never doubt. It's never a doubt.
All right, who else?
The world famous King. Right.
Let's hear it for the King.
Hail
the King.
As always, T-Real. I am owner of Ideal Image Models. These beautiful girls are actually Ideal Image Models, so you can always find them there at idealimagemodels.com or Ideal Image Model on Twitter. And also, you can always find me at T-Real, T-E-E-R-E-E-L at Twitter, and running in the best places with the best people in places like this. So thank you all for having me. Straight. Book these beautiful girls. Yes.
Book these beautiful girls, yeah. For sure. Okay, here's Heyman.
Hi, I'm Heyman. You can find me over at Dark Phoenix 66 on Twitter, or you can find me at Facebook Dark Phoenix 6669, or you can go to rubberandbondage.com and you can see me dobbing beautiful women like these and having a good time. So, yeah, go there.
All right. And Amor? Or no,
Amor.
Yeah. And it's, as usual, it's great to be back here.
Let's
I
hear
love.
It for Amor Vashti.
Yeah.
Thank you. And I'm proud to say I just got my one or two pages to start with Hustlers. I'm really excited about that. Woo!
Yeah.
And it was great to meet everyone here. I had fun. I got spanked, and you guys can follow me on Twitter, Instagram at Amor Hilton, A-M-O-R Hilton.
Well, now you can.
I owe all my respect to this bitch. I mean, all my success.
All right.
To her.
And this is
Amor Hilton.
Oh, thank you.
Is my microphone on?
This is Hello Vicky for Hello Vicky Photography.
Oh, and I have one new DVD out if you guys are interested, which is Innocence of the Youth by New Sensations, Volume 4. And I'm actually spray tanned and look kind of hot. So you guys should check that out. And I loved meeting all of you. Have a great night.
Yeah, so tell me what your mom's Jewish?
My mom is Jewish.
Right. So you're going to tell her you played Vashti the
Queen?
Completely. Yeah, you're going to tell her all about the whole play. Maybe she'll come next time.
You want my mom to come?
Yeah.
I bet you she would.
Yeah?
But she looks like Betty Page and has way more tattoos than I will ever have and way bigger titties.
She looks like Betty Page.
She's
That's
like
hot.
The 5'9 tanner Betty Page, way more tattooed version of me.
Hooray for mommy.
Hooray. Let's hear it for the MILF.
About her.
Let's get Amore's mother here, right?
Oh, she is so definitely
and
a MILF.
To Max and Susie, of course. I missed everyone. Thank you.
Oh, thank you, darling.
And what a great idea for a show. Wow, this was amazing.
The Purim play, Purim spiel,
And I got educated. Who here got educated tonight?
I did.
Woohoo!
Right?
Let's hear it for sex education,
really
Bible style.
Holla.
And, of course, the beautiful women.
Yeah. Okay, so who else? Victoria.
Hi, yes.
Vale.
Yes, hello.
Hello. And tell us about you.
What would you
and thank you for being so wonderful as the eunuch, one of the eunuchs.
And I love the irony about that.
Yeah.
I did. Yeah. I really did.
There's irony.
There
definitely.
Is. So
of course, the eunuch would often be a non-consensual situation of
absolutely
cutting, castration, cutting, just some nasty stuff.
Some really
but you know they didn't
stuff.
Have good plastic surgeons back then. What can we say?
They really didn't, and thank God they do today.
And now they do.
Yes.
And now it's only, I mean, hopefully it's a consensual thing.
One would hope. So, but
except
yeah,
here's right. the thing: is talk. They really did do some pioneering of this whole idea that. You know, you could be born a man and then become a woman.
It's very true, and the third gender has been very prominent, and not just in this tale, but in all religions.
You
in
can
Buddhism
set anything
and
you
the
east, set your
the
mind
Eastern
to.
Religions and all that stuff. And it's just, I'm just glad it's making its way here today.
So, all right, and absolutely. So where do we find you?
You can find me at victoriavale.com, and you can also find me on the Up Network and various different websites like Groovy and whatnot. But you can also see me on the very first site I actually produced and helped produce, which is Bitch Slap Films, and they're in the audience tonight. So they came out.
Bitch Slap Films.
Let's hear it for Bitch Slap Films.
We're nearing a new genre of porn called porn noir.
Porn noir.
Yes.
Sounds
what is that? That is, I'm so glad you asked.
Dark porn.
It is. It's taking the video of the days of the how do I want to say this? The detectives and Sin City and those kinds of films, and just turning it into porn and just making it really, really hot. Ooh, I could do that too. We'll have
nothing
a sword fight.
Nothing wrong with that.
Yes, there are sword fights. Absolutely.
Angar. Okay, who hasn't announced themselves?
Who hasn't? Everybody else?
Oh, Sergio. Come on over here. Let's hear it for Sergio as
Sergio.
The king of the guards. Right. Here's Sergio the guard, and he moonlights as a webmaster.
My name is Richard Goodmorning, and you can find me at don't_try to find me on Twitter, XXX. And that's about it. So back
up. Okay.
All right. Give him a big hand.
Richard, good morning. I'm gonna leave that to my scribe here.
Okay. Hey, well, anyway, this beautiful blonde woman who escorted me here tonight, this is actually my photographer, one of the first for several years who actually shot me nude for the first time.
And actually got bat mitzvahed.
Oh, and actually had a bat mitzvah. We are real Jews here.
Years ago, though, so.
Yeah, well, I hope so.
Well,
otherwise,
where
you
can
wouldn't
we
be
find
allowed
you?
In here. Right? Well, we can't wait to see your pictures.
Yeah, I can't wait. Where can we find you at?
You can go to flickr.com. That's FLICKR.com.
Flickr.com.
/BIKKIESAYAH and then the numbers 666.
Of course.
We love that number. Woohoo! Okay, let's hear it for the devil.
And Dr.
And we
Susie,
can also Google you as Hello Vicky, right?
Yeah, spelled
perfect.
Just like that. Hello Vicky.
Hello Vicky. And did you
thank you.
Okay, and here is Jesse Flores, brothers and sisters. Let's hear it.
Hello.
For another one, another great eunuch.
You can find me on Twitter at Jesse Flo. And my website is tsjesse.com, which this year won best
website. So.
Yeah, congratulations. Best website at AVN?
Thanks.
Hello. Hello.
Oh, Tranny Awards. Uh-huh.
Tranny Awards. Yeah.
Very, very good. And by the way, the part that you guys played together was last year played by Morgan Bailey. Aw, we love Morgan.
We love Morgan.
Yeah. Yeah. Nobody's pleasing the king. Will you guys start pleasing the king, please? We need a little pleasing the king for a climax.
Yeah. King won't come.
I'll be your king, baby.
Yeah. The queen is pleased. Don't disturb Esther the queen. Wash the king. All right. So, brothers and sisters, lovers and sinners, I want to remind you that we are all children of sex.
Yeah. We are the children of sex.
And don't let anybody tell you that sex is not the great mover and shaker of our lives. Sex is life. And the story of Esther really tells you that. It's not about sex to make babies. Nothing wrong with that. It's about sex to seduce in honor and in service of peace, in service of your political cause. And that's what I learned from the story of Esther. And it's about how a woman, a beautiful, seductive woman, can use her powers, her weapons of mass seduction, to save her people from genocide. Yes, and in times like those, which were very full of brute force and hangings and stabbings and killings and assassinations and mass killings, a time that is not so different than ours, really, that's a kind of human miracle. So we celebrate that miracle tonight, brothers and sisters. We celebrate the miracle of sex and love and passion and the bonobo way. So whatever religion you are, I want you to worship with your gun between your legs. Whether it's your cock or your pussy, your tits or your ass, or your feet.
Or all the above.
Yeah. It's all for love. Now that Esther, she really knows how to pleasure that scepter. See, that's the king's scepter right there, isn't it, brothers and sisters? Can we have a hand for the scepter of the king? And for Esther, who knows how to kiss that kingly scepter and those family jewels, right? Uh-huh. Yeah, absolutely. That's Leah Pink, brothers and sisters, our Esther, worshiping the king, King Tyrael. So, practice the bonobo way of peace through pleasure. Make like bonobos, not baboons. Make love, not war. Make love to someone you love tonight, even if that someone is you.
Fuck you.
I love you. And 1 billion rising. 1 billion rising, brothers and sisters.
Woo!
Close it.
Yeah, and we're done.
And I want to remind you, Bonoboville is about to open.
Oh, okay. We're not done.
An extraordinary new kind of social system is called Bonoboville. We're giving away $100,000 Bonobo dollars. So join us.
Yeah, we're doing a new...
And remember the revolution.
Social media group.
Yeah.
Remember, you signed up. Victoria signed up
already.
All right. Yeah.
There you go. All right.
All right. Sign up for
Bonoboville. So sign up. Yeah, and all the speakeasy stars are going to be there.
Yeah, everybody that's here is actually already a member.
Right.
Yeah.
And and remember this. They can put me in prison. They can put Max Hardcore in prison. They can put us one by one in prison. But we will rise above it all. Rise above it all. Because we are the shock troops.
Yeah.
We are the shock troops.
Yeah.
We're on the front lines of sex, baby. And you can't beat us no matter what you do. For each one of us you put in prison, there's another one coming up. We're rising high.
From our house to your house, thank you for having us.
Thank you. Amen and amen, brothers and sisters. Chag Sameach Purim. Woohoo! L'chaim.
L'chaim.
Okay, let's do a group picture.
Need to talk with someone about something you can't talk about with anyone else? You can talk to us. I'm Dr. Susan Block, your mistress of the airwaves, but my day job is director of the Dr. Susan Block Institute for the Erotic Arts and Sciences, specializing in sex therapy over the phone. Anytime you need to talk, whether you need serious psychotherapy or a hot phone sex experience or a combination, my world-renowned telephone sex therapists are just a phone call away. Totally private, absolutely confidential. We listen, talk with you, advise you, role-play for you, fantasize with you, no fantasy is too taboo, and help you with anything from impotence to exhibitionism, fears to desires, fetishes to marriages. For more information, call us at 213-291-9497. That's 213-291-9497 anytime you need to talk.
You're listening to Radio Suzy One on the World Wide Web.